Masvingo inhabitants generally agree that the president should channel funds for marking his birthday towards income-generating projects and others meant to empower citizens so they can be self-sufficient. They say lavish birthday parties are a waste of funds, especially in a nation facing serious social and economic problems. Some argue that Mr. Mugabe should set up a school of politics or a Zimbabwe Development Fund to cater for various needs of the people instead of spending huge amounts of money on annual lavish birthday parties. At the same time, they believe that it is strange for him to throw a lavish birthday bash in Masvingo province, currently hit by one of the worst droughts in living. Mugabe has been wasting millions of dollars over the years celebrating his birthday every February 21st at the expense of suffering masses. Takavafira Zhou, president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, PTUZ, says President Mugabe's birthday party's memory. Emmanuel Mutongi of Sese Communal Lands in Chiri says Mr. Mugabe's birthday parties are irrelevant and valueless to Zimbabweans.
I think the birthday of President Robert Mugabe's birthday, they are now valueless, considering the current challenges that we are facing as Zimbabweans. To have those birthday running year in, year out, spending a lot of money, I think those money should channel in the development of the country. For example, here in Masvingo, where they are planning to spend another huge money in one day, I think they should use the money in repairing the Masvingo Bedbridge Road, which is very in a deplorable state and costing lives each and every festive season, each and every holiday, I mean to say. So basically, I think the birthday are now irrelevant. I think the president, or even those the powers of the day, they should definitely cancel the birthdays.
Some residents and analysts say Mr. associated with the 21st February movement are supposed to be a day to remember his date of birth, have outlived their purposes and should have been abandoned long back.
At best, Mugabe's birthday or 21st movement has outlived its purpose, and at worst, it has come to signify the suffering and extortion of money from poor villagers and civil servants. So in our view, this birthday has passed its usefulness and worthiness and must have long back abandoned by ZANU-PF, because it is not adding value to the state, to ZANU-PF, and to the people of Zimbabwe. All what it reminds people are unfulfilled promises of the liberation struggle. And all it reminds is an issue of stealing from poor peasants, stealing from teachers and other civil servants, and the boosting of a few corrupt ZANU-PF leaders who are bent on continuous exploitation of the people, who don't care about the suffering of the people, and who are callous and rude and brutal, and to an extent that they don't have an interest of the state.
Other Masvingo inhabitants like Samantha Guvamatanga say the president's birthday celebrations has lost significance as struggling people are allegedly being forced to fund it. Villagers claim that the ruling party is forcing them and teachers to pay between $1 and $7 as part of their contributions for the Zimbabwean leader. Joe suggests that the president and his ruling party should stop holding these birthday bashes and channel the money raised towards assisting struggling children through the establishment of a scholarship fund, political school or invest that will be named after him.
The birthday of Mugabe must add value to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a country where the majority of the people, more than 85% of the people, are not employed. It would have been better to use that money, for example, to invest in an institution that can at least equip Zimbabweans with basic living skills or life-saving skills. Or it could be important to perhaps even find a foundation for Mugabe, or a scholarship type of, that would at least fund the students from that scholarship fund. But we are also seeing that Mugabe is rather taking even money from the fiscals and giving to a lot of his cronies that are also sons and daughters of cronies that are pursuing education elsewhere. So to the best of our knowledge, the 21st movement has lost its worthiness and is a liability to Zimbabweans, and we don't see why it should be continued. Right now in Masvingo, the current topical issue is hunger in Masvingo. And yet here is a president who is 92 years, who want to be seen bashing, eating, spending lots of money with cronies at a time when the country is facing serious problems or serious shortages of food. So it could have been better to channel that money, for example, to feed the hungry peasants or to pay civil servants or teachers bonuses and other things. So the reality of the birthday is a continuous reminder that there is lack of corporate governance in Zimbabwe. There is lack of transparency, accountability and equity, and all we are seeing is a group of self-centered leaders who want to be seen praising Mugabe at the expense of the suffering of the country.
Under fire, Masvingo Provincial Chairperson Ezra Chadzamira, who heads the Mugabe Bash Fundraising Committee, says preparations for the event to be held at Great Zimbabwe Monuments next week are in top gear.
Preparations are at an advanced stage. We have organized the food, transport, and also other logistics are available to make our birthday successful for our president.
Chadzamira, who was suspended recently by party national political commissar Sevia Kasukwere, could not be drawn to discuss the finer details of the event and local people's claims that they are being forced to pay for the birthday bash. The last birthday bash held in Victoria Falls cost about $1 million. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Country Maramba.